Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You but God with good credits.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we are talking about inflation. Sean, I know you're rich, so this may not affect you. Me and Karen, on the other hand, you know, we want to make sure when we go to the grocery store, we're being smart with how we shop. Isn't that right,
Karen? Regular, humble folk, Matt. Isn't that right? Just regular Christian, just minding our own business folk. Yes.
Regular folk.
Sean, Jesus, yeah. Minding people. That's it. That, we're just the people of the earth.
Sean, do you have a personal shopper that does all your grocery shopping?
Hush, people. I am being infected by this grocery list. I go to the grocery store, and like I remember back in the day where $60 could fill me up for a week. Now $60 doesn't even get me a few drinks. This grocery bill is getting ridiculous.
So we need to
do something about it. It affects me too. I am affected by these ridiculous price. I'm not even going. I'm going beyond vegan. I'm going watering.
All right. So we are all affected by this. So, I mean, people, inflation has been running at 6% every month for the last 3 months, which has caused
that's crazy.
Our grocery bills
that's
to
wild.
Jump. Yeah. It is.
A lot of us say we're going to start cooking from home all the time. I've said that despite not knowing how to cook anything. And then we soon realize that we don't have time and also don't know how to do it.
Okay, wait. Pump the brakes. You can't, Karen. You got to be able to cook. You got one go-to dish.
Come on. Some Israeli dish, Karen. Come on. You can do it. Come on, Karen.
What?
Cooking dish. You got to have one dish, your go-to.
Oh. Okay, I know.
Nothing.
I can make
ramen
can make
noodles.
Eggs. That's not a dish. I can make eggs and toast and bacon.
There we go.
I can make.
Wait, are you supposed to eat bacon, Jewish girl? Like, isn't that like?
I don't want to be bacon shamed by you, really, Sean. Right now.
All right, I just wanted to hear that there was something on your in the repertoire, and then you gave us eggs and toast.
So well, guess what, guys?
And
we're
bacon.
Back to let's
and bacon.
Do a top. Let's can we give them a top 10 list?
All right, the people love a top 10.
To help minimize their grocery bill. Can we do
right,
a top 10 to minimize their grocery
bill?
I need it.
Let's get into it.
All right, let me go with number one. Bring a shopping list and know what you're shopping for. I mean, failing to plan is planning to fail, guys. Like, you need to walk with that list. Don't be ashamed. Bring that list out in the grocery store. Put it on your phone or whatever you got to do.
You can't
go to the store with a plan.
You can't just show up to the grocery store
hungry.
Not in
these times, bro. You just mentioned inflation. Not in these times. If you go, you'll wind up spending more than you need, even buy things that you never use, and they'll probably go bad. Like, I am that person. Stop. And I hate throwing out things that go bad. It irks me. I don't even want to do the math behind it. Just basically stop impulse buying. It has to stop during these times. Those days are over, Karen. No more impulse shopping, okay?
That's right. Right, and try to buy items with a long shelf life, like pantry items. Avoid, and those are versatile, and they can be used across many meals. They're super useful. Avoid buying things that go bad quickly, unless you know you'll use them immediately. So stuff like fresh fruits and vegetables, cold cuts, stuff like that. I'm so guilty of planning to, like, boil a potato or whatever, and that's just never going to happen. So I instead like to buy organic mashed potato instant mix. And then honestly, yeah, and that cuts out the problem and it's so good.
Okay, we're just talking about, Karen, you just mentioned a great point. Just want to reiterate before you go bad, just stop buying immediate things unless you're going to cook them right away and don't let them go bad, right?
Right. Or get the same thing but powdered. No big deal. It'll last you a lifetime.
See, I don't know about that, but all right. Well, tip number three, it's all about – this is not a confusing one. This is a tricky one, buying in bulk, because it can be a good thing if you have a big family. So if you got the Brady Bunch at home, if you got, you know, a whole army at the house that you're feeding, then maybe it works. But if you're buying for one or two – buying in bulk might not save you money, you know. Mm-hmm. So
it's so true, Matt.
You're not overbuying.
Matt, you know, one thing I buy at the bodega just to keep myself committed, I buy the one roll from the bodega, one roll of toilet paper from the bodega, because I'm like only using like two sheets, wipe. You know, when I buy like bulk toilet paper, I'm going crazy. Like I'm going like super roll around the wrist, around the hand, like big pile. Like I think bulk makes you just want to spend.
Pause real quick, Sean, Linda. Number one, I don't think our listeners need to hear about your wiping habits. That's number one. And number two, a little legend or what do you call it? A glossary for our listeners who are not in New York. Bodega is a corner store, you know, liquor store for those who don't live here in New York. But anyway, thanks for that visual.
I'm just trying to bring my realization. I'm just trying to people to visualize, like, you know, toilet paper, they say, is the one thing you do waste if you buy in bulk. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Thank you.
Well, we don't buy toilet paper in bulk and we waste plenty of it. So I think that, but yeah, you're right. When you've got more stuff, you're like, oh my God, it's endless. I can use a whole roll each time. I'm like a king.
Exactly. You know, yeah. And tip number four, let's not digress. Shop for things that can be used in multiple dishes, especially items that have been hit hard by inflation. You can spread those things around and get more value for it. You know, go ahead, Matt. I want to hear your translation.
When Sean cooks, he buys ketchup because he can pour ketchup on everything he makes.
I put that on everything. Exactly. You got
it,
man.
This brings us to number five, which is meal plan. This is the sister of plan. This keeps your grocery list tight. And once again, it creates a plan to focus on the items that you need and limits waste. That's so true. A former roommate who was my roommate during quarantine these past couple years or whatever, sat down with me and drew me a chart of like what dish I think I'm going to eat when, and then like what grocery stuff I need, and then like what to make and how much of it to make.
Meal planners are so annoying, but they're right in these times. They're annoying.
Well,
but
I'll tell you, I didn't do it, but it was a really useful exercise. And that is, I think, ideally how you would know how much food to even buy in the first place.
Well, someone said earlier in this episode, failure to plan is planning to fail. So this meal plan
sounds smart, like you, Matt. Sounds like something you would say.
Well, Matt's wife, Stephanie, actually, you know what? I got to give it back because she was a great meal planner. She used to help meal plan my meals once upon a time, and she was really good. Everything was portioned out right. It was good. So, you know, there are some good meal planners out there. Shout out to Steph. Shout out to
my wife.
Shout out to Chef Steph.
Absolutely.
Meal planning. Karen, you got another one for us?
Well, no. And before Karen gives us another, and while we're basking
we're done
in
with
the
shouting
props
out your wife,
for my wife. all right. Well, enough of that. But in addition to a meal plan, a podcast needs to have a commercial plan. And right now it's time for us to take a quick break while we're at tip number five. So everyone stay tuned. Keep it locked. We'll be back with the remaining five tips in our top 10 list of how to shop for groceries.
While keeping that budget tight, Matt.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we are discussing the top 10 tips for how to shop for groceries while keeping that budget tight, battling the inflation, and, you know, trying to just make sure you guys shop smart. So, Karen, why don't you lead us off with tip number six?
All right. Tip number six, store coupons are a must. Check store websites, and a good app to check for coupons in an app called Flip, F-L-I-P-P, which aggregates deals across multiple grocery stores in a specific area. So it's not sponsored. And honestly, sometimes I think that physical paper coupons can seem very old school and humiliating to carry around. And like overflowing. It's just like, it's a whole look and you might not be into it. But if you get those little store cards, a lot of that is just on the card already. And then you don't have to like mess around with little pieces of paper, which to be honest, I'd rather die than do. But the cards,
that's
store
so
cards
yesterday,
are
paper, Karen. That's so
super
yesterday.
Convenient. I know, but you know what? Some of these coupons are paper only, which is like kind of boggles the mind. But yeah,
it's funny,
you know,
when you rip out coupons of paper, you can't, you don't cut them out with scissors. You kind of rip them out. You know, they got to be mm-hmm. a little distorted a little. I like to rip mm-hmm. them out. Let's move to number 7. With foods that are affected by inflation, you can maybe use half of that ingredient, another ingredient that may not that may be more affordable. For example, my kids love my spaghetti, and they don't know since COVID has been hit us. I don't use as much ground turkey with the spaghetti. I kind of mix it up, add pigeon a little meat. More pigeon meat. No, make it a more a little veggie. Add a little more corn to it. I like to add some corn to it. You know, put a little extra on the sauce for it. You know, just give them a little snippets of the turkey just so they can kind of get a little taste of it. But it's mostly sauces and vegetables I'm putting in there for them. They don't know the difference. They're still saying, Daddy, it's the best. And I do add that special ingredient that I can't tell you, but, you know, begins with Heinz. A little ketchup on my spaghetti.
Wow.
So, yeah, you can do that. I mean, there's a lot of ingredients out there that are really good. And, you know, even if you do, like, you know, different pastas, you can add more veggies, legumes versus the meats that are maybe more
oh,
expensive.
Oh, legumes.
Ooh, like look at you.
Right. Shut up. Why you guys are
that's
on,
a
man.
Big word for a man too cheap to give his children meat.
Do we need to replay your family show, Karen, that we did? Do we need to let our listeners hear that?
I was
you
a
got
child.
Meat once a month, and now you want to tell me about meat, okay?
I was a child.
I think what we need to do is a follow-up show where Sean does a cooking demo of his famous spaghetti recipe. But anyway, enough of that. Let's move on to tip number 8. Try to cook more when you cook. Like, you can cook for several days in one cooking session so you don't overwhelm yourself having to cook every day. You know, set yourself up, get smart, you know, take down Sean's spaghetti recipe and whatever mm-hmm. other, you know, Karen's egg and bread and bacon recipe.
Breakfast.
Oh, Jewish
it has
meal.
A name,
the Jewish
Matt.
Meal. Egg and bacon, the Jewish
also
meal.
Known
the kosher meal.
But the point is, you can, and if you're not a big cook or you don't love to cook, you can, you know, cook more in one setting and then you can set yourself up for the week. Any comments on that, Karen, Sean? Before all
right, I grew up cool. in a Caribbean household. That's what we do in our household. Sundays is a fresh meal. And Monday, we have leftovers Monday. Tuesday, we get another fresh meal that lasts us till Thursday. And then Friday is like, you know,
that's
eat what you can.
To do. Yep, yeah. We had potted meal. I'm sure I must have told you guys about this, oh, about the pot, yeah. the pot of meal.
The pot of meal, yes. Well, only the rich cook every day. I don't know.
I mean,
don't, that's
it was
where the
like,
rich.
If you wanted food, your choice was meal or nothing. And you were going to have what we're having.
So I guess as immigrants, Matt, I already say, yeah, we know this one already. Immigrants, we know number 8.
All right, well, tip
give me another
number,
one, Matt.
All right, tip number 9, people. It's use your freezer. Items that are on sale, you know, are affected by inflation. Well, buy it and freeze it. You can use it later, cook it later. So what do you think of that, people?
Like my mom used to freeze bread. My mom used to freeze bread. We used to have frozen bread.
My parents. I have gross frozen bread right now.
That, mm-hmm. so you,
it's better than regular bread. God.
That's perfect for Karen, frozen bread, when you make your recipe of eggs, bread, and bacon, also known
well,
as
well, none of the recipe
breakfast.
Calls for any heat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just to unfreeze your bread. And the rest just kind of scrambles itself. Anyway, I digress.
But you're really doing in business terms, you're kind of speculating the market. You're saying like, okay, I think that the price of let's say cheese is going to go up or it's on sale. So let me buy it now. Let me get a reserves of cheese. And the fact that it goes up, that I've made out and I've saved money because I have it in the freezer.
So
hopefully
true.
Cheese
I mean,
doesn't drop.
You're not going to.
You're speculating the cheese market.
Yeah, but you're not going to. The cheese is not an asset. You cannot then flip your cheese. You can't sell your cheese at a high. And
this is Brooklyn, girl. I can go right by the train station, put my frozen cheese out there, and somebody
no,
will buy my frozen
no,
cheese.
No, honey. Even in New York, nobody wants your janky-ass freezer cheese.
With my freezer
right,
bread.
With ketchup. Yeah, no one needs it. All right, what's number 10?
Well, Matt, bring us through 1 through 9 before we get to number 10.
Whoa, will do. All right, let's recap this amazing list of our top 10 tips for how to shop for groceries and keep that budget tight, battling this inflation. So tip number one is prepare a shopping list. Tip number two, buy items with a long shelf life. Tip number three, don't always buy in bulk unless you have the Brady Bunch or a big army family at home. Tip number four, shop for things that can be used in multiple dishes. Tip number five, make a meal plan. Tip number six, store coupons are a must. Tip number seven, stretch the expensive ingredients. Tip number eight, have a cooking day where you cook for the whole week. Tip number nine, use your freezer.
That leads us to tip number 10, guys. Drum roll, Karen, give me that unorthodox
drum roll. Oh, God, no. I'm not sick of doing my weight drum roll.
Okay, see, look at that, man. Rhythm, consistent. Good job, man. Thank you. Tip number 10. Consider reducing the expensive items or maybe using the ingredients to create your own condiments or other items that have been hit hard by inflation.
I'm sorry. Make your own condiments?
Yeah, oh, man. Come on. You can make mayonnaise nowadays. You know, it's just boiled eggs, you know, a little bit of oil. Like,
I think I'm going to object to tip 10. But anyway, I'm not making my own mayo.
You've
I'm
upset
sorry.
Everyone. No, everyone's
that
mad at
is
that
my tip.
Tip,
and I'm sticking with it. Make no. your own damn condiments, guys. Also, okay. you can instead of looking at brand items, you can maybe buy the store brand items. In most cases, it's the same thing. You just pay for it. Stop laughing. It is true.
Make your own condiments.
That was on the Wall Street Journal. That's what the guy said. Make your own mayonnaise, okay?
That sounds more expensive. they make mayonnaise in bulk.
I might have to miss a few days of work with all the work that I'm going to make my own.
You'll be blowing up your office.
Just the time it takes. It's like, oh, I'm making mayo. I can't come in today. Like,
yeah, I'm saving money. I'm saving millions of dollars. Consider making your own stuff at home where you can. Like, if you have a soda stream, that can cut down on all kinds of expenses for beverages. You know, coffee. I'm sure there's a million examples. Coffee. I'm sure there's so many things just like that. Make your coffee at home.
What about mayonnaise?
That too, Sean. If you want to make your own condiments, go for it.
I want to make my own condiments, guys. Can I make my own condiments? I'm a ketchup guy. Can I make my own ketchup?
It will save you millions.
Thank you. Just give me that.
Over a lifetime, you're talking about millions of dollars.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
and
there
that,
you go.
That brings our show to a close, guys, unless anyone has a random bonus.
Hey. What would be a two black guys with good credit list without having a bonus? The big
go
B.
On, man.
The big B. Can I give you the bonus?
Sure.
And I learned this in university in marketing. This was my marketing class professor to always say. I didn't know this. Yeah, the no-name brand stuff that you see, the store brand stuff, is usually manufactured by the name brand stuff. Like, they contract out. So it's actually the same exact thing that you're paying for, that you're getting. You're just paying for the name. So look to buy more of the store brand stuff, the no-name brand stuff, the no-frills stuff, because they're probably the exact same thing that you'd buy with a label on it.
What if I like frills?
Just so instead of Coke, just buy cola. You know, it's the same thing, Karen. Cola.
Well, let me give you the real tea. It's not the same thing, but sometimes it's good enough. And sometimes you actually kind of develop a weird taste for the off-brand kind. Cola? Like, sometimes you prefer the cola to the Coke. So, I mean,
so
cola. Your taste will adapt.
So an addendum to bonus tip of buying the off-brand is consume the off-brand or the plain wraps long enough until that becomes your preferred
there you go.
Palette.
It's exactly cola. There
and
you go.
You will get used to it. That concludes our show.
That's great. I think that's that.
Get used Strange, to it.
Strange. Clap. Just consume until you finally appreciate it. Strange. I like that, Karen. Cola.
Coming soon to a store near you, knickknack mayonnaise. All right. Well,
we had a blast on this one, guys. This was a lot of fun, but there were some great lessons learned, I think.
I agree. And like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. So make a grocery list and listen to these 10 tips before you go shopping, and you will save a buck. For Two Black Guys with Good Credit, I'm Matt Smith, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis for Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I'm also out. As I say, it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It does, but what matters more is what you do next.
And I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. If you want to shout us out, please email us at tbgwgc@gmail.com. And come on, put some knickknack mayonnaise on that. Put it on, dog. And I'm out of here, guys. Peace. Black guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.